Manufacturing wearable computers with 3D printed textiles. Did you know that the first wearable electronic computer was built to cheat at roulette? 50 years later, the idea of integrating computers into clothing could become a reality thanks to 3D printing. Damicare recently announced that its first production line for 3D printed Cozy Flex textiles has just gone into operation. The line is capable of producing up to 3 million items annually while virtually eliminating waste. It also uses environmentally friendly recyclable materials. Instead of creating items one at a time, Cozy Flex enables high-volume, high-density production from a small footprint at costs far below traditional manufacturing processes, said Tamar Gilo, Damicare's founder and chief executive officer. 3D printed wearable technology. The majority of current smart textiles have conductive fibers which are either woven or knitted into the material during production or applied to the surface of a finished garment. In either case, integrating conductive fibers into clothing requires adding steps to the manufacturing process. The advantage of the Cozy Flex system is that it allows sensors and wiring to be printed along with the rest of the garment as part of a single manufacturing process. Damicare's currently exploring the prospect of adding graphene inks into production. This would not only open the possibility of printing wearable technology but also allows for the creation of high-strength lightweight textiles for sport and defense applications. Sports shoes can require over 100 individual operations during manufacturing, but Cozy Flex reduces this to 3, said Ahud Kilo, Damicare's chief technology officer. Making 3D printed textiles. The Cozy Flex material itself is created from natural rubber latex and viscose fibers. It combines the stretch properties of elastomeric knits like spandex with the structural uniformity of non-woven textiles. The material is produced by coating a solid surface with a wetting agent and then flocking it with viscose fibers anchored vertically in the wetting agent. The exposed ends of the fibers are then sprayed with liquid latex. Adding additional layers of viscose fiber flocking creates a continuous piece of material with fibers on both faces and variable porosity, depending on material extension. To see Cozy Flex in action, check out the video below. Video showing stretching and manipulation of Cozy Flex material. Video courtesy of Damicare. Founded in Manchester, UK in 2001, Damicare received its first patent for 3D printing textiles in 2005. For more information about Cozy Flex, visit Damicare's website.